Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, good Sunday morning. Welcome to another edition of The Drift. Thank you for tuning in with me. I have a guest in the studio today, Commissioner Washtenaw County Commissioner Dan Smith. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Gary.
Dan is going to inform us on much of what is important this election year, information that's important for you to make the right decisions on who you're voting for at the local and township and county level. But before we get into that, I want to reiterate to people that you can contact me, Gary, at The Daily Drift, which is the email for this radio show. And you can see what we do every day at The Daily Drift at currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com. You can click on the Daily Drift tab. Our sponsor this half hour, Max Marina, www.maxmacsmarina.com. 734-449-4706. Now, Max Marina is the only full-service marina on Whitmore Lake, and Whitmore Lake is a great lake to spend the summer on or to take a weekend of boating on. You can rent slips there, but I think they're full for the season. They have beer and wine available in the store. There's an ice cream and food shop, D's, right next door. And a great place to get your service work done. I get all the service work done on my boat at Max Marina. So 734-449-4706. Give the good guys down at Sam's Marina there, Max Marina, a call for your boating needs. And you can rent boats and get out on the lake as well. So check out the boating life in Whitmore Lake. So, Dan, there's a couple things we want to cover. And first is near and dear to my heart because you know I'm an anti-tax guy. And let's talk countywide transportation. Go ahead. Give me a little.
The number one thing with countywide transportation right now, as I'm sure you're aware of, is the expansion of the Ann Arbor Transit Authority. Currently, AATA is in Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor, of course, and they do a little bit of contracting service with a few municipalities around the county. I think they run buses out to Chelsea. They do a little bit in Saline. They actually have an express that runs out to Canton, and that's been working well since the 70s, I think, is when they were incorporated. And for the past couple of years, AATA has been working on expanding to a countywide transportation authority. The way we've been talking about this and they've been talking about it is an Act 196 authority, and this is based after the legislation that it's incorporated under. Currently, AATA is what's known as an Act 55 authority, and they want to reincorporate as an Act 196 authority and use the entire county as the boundaries for that authority.
Also as a countywide authority to bring revenue in?
Right. What would happen is this would be a new government entity that is formed, and it would be a government entity with taxing authority.
You're laughing at me.
You're rolling your eyes when I said new government entity. I've rolled my eyes too. The same thing. I certainly don't like the sound of a new government entity, which would be fine in and of itself for whatever reason. There's entities that are created and go away all the time, but this is a bit unique than your run-of-the-mill government organizations such as the Planning Commission or a ZBA, which I know you're familiar with, or a DDA, in that it has taxing authority. And they can go to the voters and put a millage question on the ballot, and then the voters vote it up and down, and they have the taxing authority. It's also interesting in the way that this entity comes together. It's the members of the board of the entity are appointed by various municipalities. So it's one level removed from the electorate. That's a common type of thing. Planning commissioners, ZBA members, again, DDA members, they're all level removed from the electorate. The road commission, which I think we'll get to in a little bit, also removed a level from the electorate in Washtenaw County. But most of those bodies don't have taxing authority. DDA does have tax dollars that they spend, and they can levy taxes, but it's only in a specified district. It's not a, they can't put a question on the ballot for the voters. So this is a pretty unique type of situation here with the 196 authority. And the other thing that's unique and the reason they're doing it and the way they're doing it is if the county board incorporates the authority, it encompasses the entire county, all 28 municipalities in the county. And each individual municipality has 30 days after we incorporate it to opt out, is the phrase that we're using. So they actually have to vote to withdraw. They don't vote to join. They're joined once we incorporate it with the boundaries of the county. So Northfield Township, where you and I live, the township board would have to vote within 30 days of the incorporation to get out of the authority. Otherwise, they're in.
Do we have a firm date on that incorporation yet?
The date's not firm. The process is moving along, though. This will be in front of us at our Ways and Means Committee meeting this coming Wednesday on July 11th at 6:30 downtown, and that will be our first time we take formal action on it at the Board of Commissioners. Now, the City of Ann Arbor, the City of Ypsilanti, and AATA have already taken formal action on two documents. One is a so-called four-party agreement. That's between AATA, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and the Board of Commissioners that outlines the process for moving forward. And then the other document is the actual Articles of Incorporation.
Okay, so Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, of course, would jump in feet first.
I presume that's the case, but what's unique about Ann Arbor is they already have a 2 mil charter levy that goes to AATA. So this would be an additional levy on top of the existing 2 mils that they already have.
So Ann Arbor residents actually get taxed another mil, whatever, or half a mil,
whatever,
or
yeah,
quarter mil.
I think what's being talked about right now is a half mil, so let's use that for the sake of discussion.
Yeah. I mean, if I lived in a city like Ann Arbor and was utilizing the buses, I guess I'd be all right with paying it. I mean, you don't move into Ann Arbor not knowing that there's bus service and that somebody's paying for it, including the taxpayer. Ypsilanti is the same way. These people use the buses all the time. The population there does use. And you have a big college population that doesn't even have cars, so of course they're using the buses. And it may make sense for them. But of course, if it goes countywide, they're going to suck money from every rural home and property in the county and bring in more money basically for them to use. Wouldn't you agree?
I haven't looked in at the operational details a lot. That's not the role of the Board of Commissioners in this thing. That's up to the individual municipalities to make the decision about whether the amount of money Northfield Township taxpayers would be spending is reasonable for the service that would be provided. That's the decision that the Northfield Township Board gets to make in conjunction with the voters of Northfield Township. What I've been looking at is how this whole thing is put together. What the different pieces and how they interact with each other. The governance model is how we call it. There's certainly people that have said exactly what you've said, that different groups are going to subsidize other groups. Of course, the people in Ann Arbor make the exact same argument that Ann Arbor has 30 or 40 years of investment in AATA, and they in turn would be subsidizing whatever services to the township. So they make the exact same argument that they would be subsidizing things and they're going to be getting less service, or they're not going to be getting as much service for the additional money that they're paying, whatever. So Ann Arbor makes the exact same argument.
Right. And just from a pure common sense, you know, I like to think about common sense. I look at Salem Township, Northfield Township, Webster Township, all these outlying, especially when you get out farther west.
The west part of the county, right.
How many bus lines are you actually going to run in the middle of cornfields where there's not enough people to even bother running a bus line? So how are those people going to get their money's worth out of it?
Again, I haven't looked at the operational details extensively, but AATA, their plan for those areas is to do more an on-demand service so that when somebody is a week without their car and they've got to get to work or they've got to get to an important doctor's appointment and they have family members that live out of state or whatever, AATA would provide an on-demand service to help those residents out. That's what AATA is
saying
they're going to do for those areas. I haven't looked at those operational details a lot. That's not really the role of the Board of Commissioners in all of this. But that's what AATA is saying they want to do with that countywide tax on for those residents out in Sylvan Township or Linden Township or whatever, Manchester those areas, Bridgewater, Freedom, all those western townships, right, which, as you say, have lots and lots of farmland.
Right. Well, we're going to continue this discussion after the break and go into it, because I've got some more questions and my own comments, of course. So we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on WHAM Talk 1600.
With columns by WHAM radio hosts like Theyrone X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic, faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
Whether you're planning to build your dream house or looking for the perfect investment in your future, land prices are at their lowest and the time to invest is now. Come and see this unique 22-acre lot with a gorgeous private lake, conveniently located 15 minutes from downtown Ann Arbor and Brighton, with easy access to US 23. Beautiful wooded walkout building sites are perfect for the most private and luxurious of homes and can be split in any number of ways. This property is zoned for quarter-acre lots or larger, and sewers and electricity are available at the paved road frontage. This is an excellent investment with a low asking price of under $200,000. To own this unique investment property, call 734-679-1512 for an appointment to view. That's 734-679-1512.
The Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, brought to you by the Vincent Law Firm. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Thank you, forefathers, and thank you, Vincent Law Firm, for supporting that Bill of Rights and that document 24/7. The Vincent Law Firm, located at 302 North Huron Street in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Contact the Vincent Law Firm at 734-487-4970 or visit the Vincent Law Firm on the web at vincentlegalservices.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from WHAM Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enna Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at WHAM Talk 1600. Yeah!
No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Windsor to Grand Rapids, Miami to Alpena, wherever you may be, Wham Talk 1600 is there, online and streaming live. Whamradio.com.
This is the Clark Cast with Matt Clark.
The problem with these big government pinheads, they believe, you know, if we just keep passing all this legislation, if we just grant more entitlements, more waivers, more this, more that, we have this nice mixture of all this big government stuff, offering more taxes over here to tax the rich so we can pay for all of this over here, and then everything will be fine. That doesn't work.
Don't miss the Clark Cast, live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. It's been a heck of a heat wave we've had this week, and it broke last night. We actually went down and sat on the boat just as the cold front moved through, and it was an incredible mixture of cool air blowing across hot water. And something I've really never experienced before. It's beautiful. You've been dealing with the heat all right, Dan?
It was very warm yesterday. I went through 5 bottles of water walking around with on a pit stop. That's how warm it was.
Now, let's give you a plug while we're at it. Our guest today is Commissioner, County Commissioner Dan Smith for Washtenaw. And it is an election year, so I'll give you a couple minutes here to give yourself a plug. What's going on? You've served 2 years now.
Served 2 years on the Board of Commissioners. We plugged a huge budget deficit last year. We're not out of the woods yet. It's very difficult to make some of the structural changes that we need to make at the county to fix this problem once and for all. I'm working on trying to do these things. It's a slow process. Some people may say too slow. Others say, well, government is supposed to be a bit slow. But we really need to continue making the structural changes to fix this problem. We're not going to get more tax revenue. We've got property values that are down. They are going to go up eventually, but they're going to go up at the rate of inflation. That's what Proposal A does. It caps the increase at the rate of inflation or 5%. So as we get more tax revenue, that's going to be increasing at the rate of inflation. That's probably going to match our expenses. That's the reason it's set up that way. So there is no more money to do new and different things. We have to really focus on what our mandates are.
Right. And you face another problem because the most expensive property in Washtenaw County is downtown Ann Arbor. And a corporation that pays no taxes is sucking up more and more property in that area, which is the U of M, right?
I don't want to get into the U of M debate, good, bad. The U of M and Eastern Michigan have really provided a lot of jobs in the county and really kept Washtenaw County out of the unemployment problems that have plagued so many other counties throughout the state. So,
yeah, I mean, anytime you have a university, it does keep the economy a little more stable. Yeah.
So U of M, together with the hospitals, have really helped stabilize the economy over the past several years here.
Well, you're taking
in
the
Washtenaw
politically
County.
Correct stance on that. I bet some of the people on the Ann Arbor City Council don't feel quite the same way, but we'll get into that in a different story. But let's get back to we're talking about the countywide transportation tax. And let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned something during the break, about how this is not quite kosher when it comes to allowing the taxpayers their say in taxes. So tell me about that.
What happens is this new government entity is formed, this Act 196 authority. And as I mentioned in the first segment, they have taxing authority. So they would bring a question to the voters within the district. So we call it countywide, but it's really within the Act 196 district. Now, the way that Act 196 district is formed is initially when it's incorporated, it's the entire county. And then I was mentioning each municipality gets to decide whether they want to stay in the authority or whether they want to opt out of the authority, the phrase I used a few minutes ago. It's not the voters in the municipality, though, it's their elected representatives. So the township board, the village, or the city council gets to decide to opt out. If they do not opt out, that municipality remains in the authority, and they would have the ballot question in front of them. Right now, it's being talked about in May of 2013, and the number being thrown around is a half mil levy.
Okay.
So let's just use Northfield Township for an example. Northfield Township, by default, is in this new Act 196 authority when it's incorporated. We would be subject to a vote of a half mil levy. The problem with this is that our vote in Northfield Township, our 6,000 plus registered voters, is going to be completely overwhelmed by the voters of the city of Ann Arbor, for example.
Correct. So it's a countywide vote. This is not the people voting at the township level saying our township is out. This is us on a countywide level voting.
Not quite countywide, authority-wide.
Okay.
But yes, call it countywide if you want to. I draw the distinction between a countywide and authority-wide because the county's existed for 150-plus years. This authority would be brand new. People are used to voting on things for Washtenaw County. We've been a unit of government for a long, long time. This new authority is a brand new unit of government.
Okay. But the point being, the people who are voting at the township level, this is not for you to opt out. This is the county
yes.
or the authority-wide group. So really, those outlying townships like Northfield, Webster, Dexter, you don't have a voice. You may vote, but you really don't have the voice.
You have little effective voice in this, especially if all the western townships, just for the sake of discussion, were to opt out. There are very few no votes left. So say Northfield Township decided to stay in, for whatever reasons. Whitmore Lake is a population center, and so they would decide to stay in. Well, everybody in Northfield Township could say, no, we really don't want this tax. We want to vote no on this half mil levy, but since we're in with Ann Arbor, it doesn't really matter. In a typical countywide vote, all the western townships, the southern townships, the northern townships, they're all in there voting together on like the 800 megahertz levy that we have, the parks and recs, the farmland preservation millages. These are all countywide millages, but they really do include all the municipalities in the county, all 28, and they all get to vote on it. And so you get a fairly balanced representation across the entire county. If a whole bunch of municipalities are able to opt out, that balanced voice is lost for somebody like Northfield Township.
Right. So it's really, as you said during the break, an end run around the voice of the people.
It's an end run around Headley, is what I've been saying. And the reason I say that is because you boil it down, Headley's about the people having a say-so over taxes, is the long and short of Headley. And you and I, we live in Northfield Township, Gary. Headley's about if my taxes are going to go up, I get to vote on it. Now, that is indeed the case here with this authority, but I don't think Headley really contemplated that you would form a new authority and then we would vote on it. It did in that it allows for it, so I'm not saying this is illegal or anything like that or it violates any law because Headley allows for that, but I don't think it's really what people had in mind. They had in mind the existing municipalities, Northfield Township in our case, and if our taxes are going to go up, we would get to vote on it, and we would have a reasonable say-so. And by lumping us in with Ann Arbor, but yet Freedom Township, Bridgewater Township, Sylvan Township, Linden Township, they all opt out, it really doesn't give us much of a say-so.
Yeah, what kills me, I guess, is the fact that our township municipalities, the villages, they have to opt out. Otherwise, you're in
right.
automatically.
And the reason this is an end run around Headley is because this taxing question really comes down to the say-so, not of you and I and the other 6,000-some registered voters in Northfield Township, but the seven members on the township board.
Right.
And if they decide by their inaction to stay in, then your and my taxes have effectively went up without us having a voice.
So I guess what it comes down to, if you are a township board member in an outlying district, the right thing to do would be to talk to the people. But secondly, you might want to just opt out. Can you always jump back in if you want to?
There are provisions in Act 196 that you can get in after it's been set, and it's fairly complicated. It usually is around when a new millage is on the ballot, so the existing millage has expired, and they're going to go back to the voters for a renewal or a new millage. Then it's the time when you can get in.
Right.
In a municipality. So a township such as Northfield or Salem or Webster or Dexter or Ann Arbor or Superior, whatever, could say, well, let's sit this out for the first go around the first 5 years, see how this develops. And then as development takes place, as property values change, whatever, as the situation change, maybe in Salem Township, Gottfredson Road gets developed. I have no idea. I'm just throwing that out there, right?
Right.
And they say, oh, well, now it makes sense for us.
Right.
Whereas right now, maybe they say it doesn't make sense. In fact, Salem's already decided not to participate
right.
in the U-196.
So essentially, AATA would be putting the cart before the horse in doing this now. So the safest thing to do for most townships who don't have good development, who don't really need that mass transportation, would be to opt out. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I'll let you decide whether it's the safest thing or not. It's the decision that the local municipalities get to make for us.
I declare this to be not safe to do. To me, it just makes – I'm a common sense guy. I would say, you know what, I'm not paying more taxes. If it were up to me right now, I would say, you know what, in Northfield Township, my taxes are already too high. I get no services, and now they want to jack another tax on me for transportation that – I'm not going to use. And frankly, well, you know, we're going to have a break here coming up in a minute, but I want to explore another avenue here because, once again, it's government doing something when maybe we don't need government to do it. I mean, in our township, we have Northfield Human Services, which has more buses than they could use, and I've asked for years for them to run up and down the highway, and they do the best they can. They're growing slow. Well, I wouldn't say they're growing slowly. They're growing fast, but is there a private company that can run mass transit for us instead of the taxpayers being saddled with it? You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I hear you. I hear what you're saying, Gary.
I'm tired of government jumping in and trying to take care of all my needs and forcing themselves on me and into my pocketbook to provide something that I may or may not use. It's like Obamacare on a smaller scale. I don't need Obamacare either, but you're going to tax me for it. So at least we have a say in this upcoming election, or, well, we don't have a say, but you can elect the right people who will then say for you. So it's something people need to talk about. We'll come back on the other side of the break.
On the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White.
We wait all winter, and we say we can't wait for summer. What did you expect? It's hot.
He's coping with the summer swelter in Philadelphia. Relief's on the way in some spots.
A big improvement to where we were yesterday at this time. 74 in Chicago, 72 in Seattle, 74 in New York. That is much improved. Areas a little to the south, though, still dealing with that heat, and they're going to have it for one more day.
Fox News meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. At least 30 heat-related deaths reported across the country. International donors meeting in Tokyo pledging $16 billion in development aid for Afghanistan. Afghan President Karzai saying it's critical for his country
to be accountable and to improve our practices so that the hard-earned dollars of your taxpayers are utilized most effectively.
The latest violence in Afghanistan killing 16 civilians, 5 policemen, and 2 NATO troops. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Dre.
Attention everyone, the Manchester Chicken Broil is back. It happens Thursday, July 19th between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Don't miss the fun and food at the Manchester Chicken Broil. $8 in advance or $9 at the gate. Then enjoy a golden brown basted in butter chicken, secret recipe coleslaw, a bun, radish, and chips. To get there, take M52 to Manchester and follow the signs. Join State Senate Patrick Kolbeck at the Northville Hills Golf Club, 15565 Bay Hill Drive in Northville. There will be 18 holes of golf in a 4-person scramble on Friday, July 20th. Registration begins at 7 a.m., 8 a.m. shotgun start. Limited space available. Please RSVP to reserve your spot. For more information, contact Sandra Baxter at 248-514-6884. Kicking off their 2012 United Way campaign, Washtenaw County employees are reaching out to the
Public in a united effort to collect needed school supplies for students in the Washtenaw County Public School Districts. Washtenaw County employees and the public at large will stuff the bus with everything from backpacks to pencils to crayons and glue sticks. On July 30th through August 3rd, a full-size school bus provided by the public school district will be staffed each day with volunteers. To stuff the bus with your donation, visit Target at 3749 Carpenter Road in Ypsilanti from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Sunday Artisan Market at 315 Detroit Street in Ann Arbor is open every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. April through December. For more information, call 734-913-9622 or visit www.sundayartisanmarket.org.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
Don't you think it should be something like 80% toward Mitt, 20 toward Obama? And by 20, I'm being kind. I mean, keep in mind, 14% of the population is right now covered in festering sores and arguing with a mailbox on Cass Avenue. So it's just shocking to me, shocking to me. Well, hopefully we're going to wake them up with some really cool advertising and information.
It's On the Edge with Theron. Weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on Wham! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift here on The Drift. 734-822-1600. Our sponsor this half hour is The Current Newspaper, COURANT, Current. CurrentOnline.com, all one word. We now deliver to 30,000 homes.
30,000?
30,000 homes. Isn't that
really?
Great?
That now, Dan, is fantastic.
Oddly enough, Dan started this paper with Sam and some other people back in the day, back in
2004.
And I got asked to come in and kind of take over in 2007. But back then, it was how many? 5,000, right?
I think our first press run was 5,000. Okay, that was a minimum number, I believe.
Yeah, 5,000. And we've grown it since 2007 now to 35,000, actually. We deliver 30,000 via the U.S. mail. So we're doing our part to help the U.S. Post Office. And they're not easy to work with. I'm going to say this right now. The United States Postal Service is terrible to work with for bulk mail people. They do everything they can to discourage you from, and it's crazy. I mean, we subsidize them so that people can actually send a 50-cent letter. And I find it very discouraging that the Postmaster General makes it so hard for those of us who want to use it to do our jobs. It's brutal. You probably don't remember because you didn't have much to do with back in the day. But now that we do 30,000 and go to...
Ours was simple. We just did a single drop for 7 routes at Whitmore Lake, so yeah. We didn't have much to deal
with. It's huge now. It's multiple vehicles to get out and multiple trips. Sam does a great job, but it's time-consuming. But anyways, we do 30,000 now via the U.S. Postal Service, so it's a great way to advertise, get your message out, and it's all about branding your image and branding your business now, so you really have to get out there. And The Current is a newspaper that sits on people's counters and shelves for almost a full month because it's got a calendar in it, and people don't throw it away until the next one comes out. So it's got a long shelf life.
Well, the other thing that you have in The Current, unlike some of your competitors, is you actually have content, editorial content. And I know some of your competitors are almost exclusively advertisements.
Yeah, the mailers, the coupon mailers, the junk mailers. Yeah.
And you have a good chunk of editorial content in there. I haven't actually looked at the exact percentage, but that's a number that I know gets tracked. And I would say, just a quick glance through, probably 35-40% editorial content in there,
give or take. Editorial, and then we're trying to maintain that 50%. We're a little less than that right now. But you're right. I mean, most monthly mailers do not do that. So The Current is a great way to get your message across because people will see your ad while they're reading the content, not just flipping through the coupons.
I mentioned that because that was something that was important to me when I was working on this, that we actually did have stories and articles and things that people would want to read in there next to the advertising.
Right, and it's local stuff. So we now run from Pinckney to South Lyon and from the city of Brighton all the way down to Ann Arbor Township. So we have stories that are local, truly local, and they're all written by local people. So it's pretty awesome. We like it, and it's growing for a reason. So it's doing a good job. So if you want to get your advertising out there, call Sam, 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777, and advertise with the Current, because you can get your branding done and get your message out to the people who want to buy your product or service. So let's get back to Dan, the Washtenaw County-wide transportation, authority-wide transportation. And for me, I don't want to pay another tax. I don't know that we need it, but there are private ways to do mass transit. We were talking before the break about in our neck of the woods, Northfield Human Services has a service called People's Express, and they already do some runs. And if they had a little bit of money, they could probably do a lot more than any government agency because they work the efficiencies. Tell me more about why you feel township trustees, board members need to know about this. Because it isn't a vote that we get to take as a voter and taxpayer.
The reason they need to know about the township officials and the city officials, the village officials, is because of the opt-out process. This is because we're incorporating this countywide, all 28 municipalities by default are included in the authority. And it takes specific action by the local municipality, the township, city, or village, to opt out. So the board is, the municipality is in, they would vote on this tax, and assuming it passes, this half mil levy, which is being talked about for May 2013, they would be in there automatically unless they take action within 30 days after it's incorporated to opt out. They actually have to vote. And there's some townships that aren't currently participating, and the officials think, oh, well, that's good enough. They're already out. Not true. Once the 196 board is incorporated, they have to vote within 30 days to opt out, each local municipality. And so one of the things that I'm doing to make sure that all the elected officials are aware of what's going on is saying that the county, once we file the articles of incorporation with the state, we will send notice to each individual board member at their home address, registered mail, so that they know specifically what's going on and are very well informed and have a very clear understanding that they have to do something if they don't want to be in. If they want to be in, that's fine too. I'm not trying to tell them, unlike you. You can tell them, give them your opinion, whether they need to be in or whether they don't need to be in, all right?
Get out while you can. Run.
But I want to make sure that they know that they have a decision to make. If they want to get out, they need to take action and actually have a vote to get out. They will not be out just because they're not currently participating. So Northfield is not participating, but once we incorporate, they are in the authority unless the Northfield Township Board at that point decides to vote and opt out of the authority.
Well, thank you very much for doing that, because I'm sure most people on the county commission didn't even think about the voters and the township board members who wouldn't know about this. Because I'll guarantee you there are some board members across this county who aren't paying as much attention and who may not know anything about it. And it wouldn't surprise me if they got dragged into it and said, well, we didn't know about it.
To AATA's credit, they have done a good job of going throughout the community and trying to let the local bodies know about this, but it's been a very long process. It's got a lot of different complexities to it, a lot of different aspects to it with regards to their 30-year plan they were working on last year, and now the 5-year plan, the governance stuff, which the Board of Commissioners has been looking at. So lots of different pieces going on, and over a very long period of time. So it's understandable that various elected officials wouldn't necessarily have this at the top of their priority list. So these other communities got a lot of other things going on as well, and this is just one more thing on the list, and so it's understandable they might not know the current status of this right at any point in time.
And it's not like I'm totally against it. I believe certain areas of our county probably need it. Ann Arbor Township, it makes perfect sense. Or Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, it makes perfect sense. Those of us in the outlying townships, I'm saying it doesn't make any sense. I know for our township, it does not make sense. And so I would like the listeners to get active and contact your board members and let them know, hey, do you want this or not want it? Because this is important, and I, like you said, I believe it is an end run, and this is a sneaky way of government trying to throw something on us and making us opt out or you're automatically in. That's nonsense. I don't believe that.
One of the things that's frustrated me is AATA says in all of its presentations that, well, we want the communities to decide whether they want to be in it or not. It's a nice goal, and I applaud them for saying that. The reality is, though, is that the community doesn't really get to decide. It's seven members of the community
right.
that get to decide. If this was Northfield Township, as Northfield Township going to the polls and saying, do we want a half mill levy for transportation? And Northfield Township says, yes, we do. And then we would be in. That's a whole completely right. different situation, because then the voters of Northfield Township would say, yes, we want a half mill levy, or Salem Township or Superior Township or whatever. That's a completely different situation. That's not the way this is being set up. So the community of Northfield Township or Ann Arbor Township or Bridgewater Township, whatever, doesn't really get to decide.
Right.
It's the seven or five members of the board, or city councils are different sizes.
Right.
They're the ones that are actually deciding this on behalf of the community, which for most things is fine. That's why we have representative government. But Headley said taxes are in the hands of the voters, not in the board.
Good. Well, we've beat this one to death. So I'm just going to say to this, if you're a listener, vote no on it, because you can always jump in later.
Listeners, they really don't have much of a
right.
say of voting. No.
Well, talk to your board
there
members
you go.
And make sure
there you
that
go.
They're voting in the right way, and make sure that it makes sense for your township, because it really doesn't make sense for an outlying township to really get involved at this point. So, all right, we beat that one enough. Let's talk about the Road Commission. Now, we had some news come out this last year that the legislature has changed whether we have to actually have road commissions, correct?
That's right. I don't remember the exact act number, but it was, I believe, signed by the governor in like February of this year, and I don't have the exact public act number, but it allows county boards of commission, so our board of commissioners, to absorb the road commission, the duties and responsibilities of the road commission. There's a couple of subtleties in the law. Some communities have elected road commissions, or some counties have elected road commissions. In Washtenaw County, we have an appointed road commission. So for us, the process is a little simpler than it is in communities that have an elected road commission. It's a bit more complicated in those communities. They actually have to have public hearings and so on and so forth. But we can indeed take over the road commission and make them a part of the Board of Commissioners, make them a part of county government, and do away with the Road Commission.
Now, Road Commission, not my favorite board of any sort, because, well, it may be unfair. I know they're working on limited funds, and sometimes the state does funny things with road funding as well, but what's your gut feeling on this?
I haven't come up with much of anything yet, as far as a gut feel. I think the Road Commission, as we have it in Washtenaw County, is working pretty well, frankly. Commissioners Fuller, Schwartz, and Weigel do a pretty good job with the limited funds that they have. I talk to Commissioner Fuller on a regular basis about things with roads. The township officials throughout at least the second district, the second county commission district, are generally pretty happy with the current arrangement. The Superior Township spends an awful lot of money on roads, and the Road Commission helps them be successful, and Superior Township is pretty pleased to help the Road Commission. Ann Arbor Township, Salem Township, Northfield Township, they all invest in roads. The townships aren't required to do so under the state law. The roads are completely the Road Commission's responsibility, not the townships. We don't have township roads in Michigan anymore. So the fact that the townships participate in this, they play a very active role with the Road Commission, work very closely with the Road Commission, much closer than the Board of Commissioners does. We don't have any money in this. The townships
right.
do. And so if the township officials are satisfied with the current arrangement, I'm not sure I want to get in the middle and mess that up very much if they're satisfied with the way things are working. That being said, probably the number one thing I hear about from talking to people is roads. I was out talking with some folks in Ann Arbor Township yesterday, and a guy mentioned to me, well, what about the roads? And it was poor condition. And so that's nearly at the top of people's list is the roads and weather. That's the way things go in Michigan, right?
Yeah.
And there's not really a whole lot that I on the Board of Commissioners can do directly about the roads. It's much more indirect. Now, there's actually a state law that was passed last year that allows us to spend a surplus on roads. Well, we don't have much of a surplus to spend on roads.
Right, right. We have a caller coming in, Justin from Northfield Township. Justin, how are you this morning?
I am well, Gary. Good morning to you. Happy Sunday. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Justin.
Excellent. I had some comments about the transportation bill that's coming up here, this millage that they're trying to sneak in to all of the townships around the county. As a former board member of the Northfield Human Services and the People's Express, I want to express my gratitude to Gary for pointing out that local organizations can do a much better job for the local community. And they do have exceptional services. They do have a lot of buses, and they could do a lot more work if they just had a little bit more money. But along the side of private companies, the state of Michigan actually unanimously resolved to have a privately built, commercially constructed, without any tax subsidy whatsoever, a high-speed rail network. It's referred to as either the Hydrogen Superhighway, or the company is known as the Interstate Traveler Company. You can look it up. You can see the website. This company is designed to actually build state-of-the-art high-speed rail systems and then subsidize the communities, not the other way around. Literally the first 100 miles from Detroit to Ann Arbor, with about 100 stations connecting four airports, the universities, the hospitals, this system will pay $10 per capita to every community. So it helps solve some of these problems.
Right. Now, in fairness, this is Justin Sutton, correct?
Correct.
And Justin is the founder of Hydrogen Superhighway, and I have followed your business since you started. I think we were neighbors back in the day. And it is a great system, and I am amazed and appalled that you don't get more play from the government, because you know what? This is the only mass transportation system that is not asking for government money. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We will literally bring billions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Southeast Michigan and eventually the whole state. And every one of the people at the Ann Arbor Transit Authority, back when Greg Cook was the manager, we used to hold our board meetings at the Ann Arbor Transit Authority. But because they realized that we weren't going to play the tax and grab game, that we were going to actually turn the table so that the people would be served and that we would subsidize the communities and they wouldn't be able to play with our money anymore and sneak in these little tax bills, that's when they decided to turn against us.
Right.
And all these people talking about we need green jobs, we need sustainable development. Heard it for 8 years from the previous administration up in Lansing. But what they really want is to grab the cash in your wallet.
Right. Well, we're going to have you on a show, Justin, sooner rather than later here, because this is a great thing, and I want to bring it to people's attention for my half a dozen listeners. And but we're going to have you on. Thanks so much for your call, Justin. We'll get you on another show and devote the whole show to it, because this is one of my pet peeves as well, when government needs to tax people instead of getting money back from private companies. That's what really is amazing. Thanks so much for your call, Justin.
Thank you. Keep up good work.
Thank you. Okay, so there you go. Private companies can do the job that government wants to do, and they can do it more efficiently. And I believe in that system. I don't think they've gotten a fair shake from the feds, the state, or even the local municipalities. Well, it's much bigger than the local municipality can handle anyways. But let's go back to the Road Commission. I give them credit for doing what they can do. Do you know anything about the funding for the Road Commission?
It's funded primarily through gasoline tax, vehicle registration. So there's a state gasoline tax and a federal gasoline tax, and then there's vehicle registration. Those are the primary funding sources. Now, for those that live in a township that works with the Road Commission on local road projects, a small portion of your property taxes do indeed go to the roads indirectly through your township. None of your county property taxes go to the roads. As I was saying a minute ago, that is now legal. Before last year, it was not legal. So we actually can put county property taxes. But most people think that, well, I pay a lot of taxes, why are the roads in such bad shape? Very little of your property taxes go to the roads. And I say very little because actually in your township, some of your property taxes do go towards the roads.
Which opens a whole other door. So I remember Commissioner Veigle coming to Northfield Township, the joint meeting one time, and he was telling us that the state was playing with those road funds, that they were tapping those road funds for other things instead of putting it all. Do you know if that is that true?
I don't really know at all. The road commission is a separate government entity. We appoint the three road commissioners, but once they're appointed, they run the road commission themselves, separate from our control. They have their 6-year appointments. We appoint one road commissioner every 2 years. So I don't know the details at that level, and I don't know what Commissioner Weigel was specifically referring to there with those statements.
Well, I might have to get a hold of him. Or you know what? Get a hold of Ken Schwartz, because Commissioner you Schwartz, and I both know Commissioner as our former county commissioner.
Right. Commissioner Fuller is also on top of all this stuff very
much. Yeah, I want to find out, because when he came, because I was there to rip on him like everyone else was at the meeting, I felt bad for the road commissioner. But when he said that, I was like, are you kidding me? The state's stealing road funds for something else when the roads in Michigan are terrible?
Yeah, I don't know all the details. I've talked with several road commissioners. I talked with Commissioner Fuller quite a bit. One of the things the state is doing is they're focusing on the state roads, the interstate highways, the U.S. highways, the M roads, and that leaves less money for our local roads, North Territorial in our area, for example, Whitmore Lake Road. These are primary county roads that, since the state is making sure things like M14, a state road, are in good shape, there's less money to do things on North Territorial, for example, and parts of North Territorial. And I mention that only because I drive it on a regular basis, but I just drove on Carpenter Road getting here, and that was pretty bad as well. It leaves less funds for those county roads.
Right. So, which brings me another. You had mentioned that, and I remember this story in the news not too long ago, about the county road commission doing a tax, and whether it was to a vote or whether, I think they were asking the county board of commissioners to put that tax on instead of doing it as a vote for the people.
Right. This would be an Act 283 levy, and Act 283 is over 100 years old, and the tax already exists. The Act 283 granted the Board of Supervisors, the group that preceded the Board of Commissioners until the late 60s, the ability to levy up to 1 mil in Washtenaw County based on our, I think it's based on our SEV, our taxable value, up to 1 mil to repair the roads in Washtenaw County, to maintain and repair the roads in Washtenaw County. Since this tax precedes Headley, we can levy it with a vote of the Board of Commissioners, and it doesn't have to go to the vote of the people. The Road Commission has two other options, which would have to go to the vote of the people. They can ask for an operating millage, and they can ask for a bond to do new construction. So those are the three local ways of funding roads. Nobody wants the additional tax, but as I've talked to people over the past year since this came to light, people really didn't know this Act 283 millage existed. There seems to be a bit of a resignation if the money stays here in Washtenaw County, which it would, and the job is done right. People are frustrated with something that happened out in our neck of the woods on North Territorial, where it's a 1-inch overlay on top of things. It really doesn't fix anything. Well, the reason that's a 1-inch overlay is because it's federal money and it's for maintenance, not repair. And the road condition was in pretty good shape, and if you put a 1-inch overlay on it, it stays in good shape. So it's the notion, well, let's keep our good roads
good,
so we don't have to spend major money doing repair. So it's the maintenance. Well, okay, once you explain that, it's understandable, but it doesn't help the stretch of North Territorial a little further to the east, which is in terrible shape and needs to be rebuilt. So there's some thought that if the job is done right and these tax dollars are not thrown away with something that's only going to last 2 or 3 years and then have to be redone, and the money stays in Washtenaw County, we don't have to abide by federal rules. We can do things what makes sense for Washtenaw County. People seem to be willing to think about maybe paying that. The problem is it doesn't go to the vote of the people.
But it could go to the vote of the people if the county put it on a ballot?
We could put it on a ballot and ask the vote people in some way, shape, or form.
Well, my vote as a single taxpayer is put it on the ballot, let me decide. I mean, I would probably consider it. I'm certainly not saying I would be against paying a little more for road funding if it indeed stayed here at the county.
So I'm exploring those options. I'm exploring what we could do with terms of matching township projects so that the local township boards would have a little bit more input as to where those dollars were spent in their community, on the county roads, of course. But right. as I said, everything's a county road.
If you signed the Americans for Prosperity, no new taxes, you better put it to a vote of the people. Put it to the vote of the people or you might lose a sponsorship. I don't know. Did you even do that? You probably never did that.
Yeah,
I
sure what you're,
when I ran for state rep, I was like, damn, no new taxes. Read my lips. Because I would have. I'm not voting for any taxes. But let the people decide. I think that's always
so the Act 283 can be very useful in that it can be targeted at places which are very hard to get municipalities to come together. Since it's a countywide levy, we can go at some of these roads that are the section line roads that are two municipalities or intersections that are between four municipalities, and we can target a project there. So the classic example that's thrown around is the Ann Arbor-Saline Road intersection off I-94. There's three different municipalities in there, or four different municipalities, and it's really hard to get anything done.
Right.
And with this tax, we could focus on that specific area.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Dan, thank you so much for coming in. We've got a whole lot more to explore, and we'll have you again before the election.
Well, nice to be here, Gary. Thank you.
Good to see you. Thanks for getting up so early on a Sunday morning. And folks, thanks for tuning in and catching My Drift here at WHAM Talk 1600. We'll see you next week. If you need to contact me, Gary at thedailydrift.com. See you next week.